end. You know, we just sang four verses of one of my most favorite hymns, For All the Saints. It gives us an impression of all of us together as those who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God's word for our meditation this morning, God's word to nourish us, God's word to strengthen us, God's word to guide us, is from the gospel lesson, from the gospel according to St. John. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Freedom. Sweet freedom. It's an easy word to speak, isn't it? Freedom from the masks. Freedom from social distancing. Freedom from being afraid. Freedom from all of the things that are happening in our world today. Freedom from the separation of families. Freedom, sweet freedom. As we look back over our years, we can tell about freedom. That freedom was fought. Civil War. War of 1812. We can think about other wars as well. World War I, World War II, the Gulf War, Vietnam War, all of those kinds of wars to bring freedom to vast numbers of people. But yet, we still live bound by Satan. We need freedom. We need freedom from all of those things that bind us. The sin, Satan, our flesh. We need freedom. I want you to think about this. This was on a late summer day. The army was in vast array on the hilltop. The flags unfurled, waving in the breeze. The swords that were on the captain's belts shined mightily in the sun. They looked over their cavalry, ready for battle, ready to do battle with the enemy. You might think that it was the Middle Ages, or you might think that it was some battle in the Civil War, the Battle for Gettysburg. No, this was on a hilltop in World War II. Poland was going to set their people free. But we know what happened in that world war. People were not freed immediately. Look at us. We're bound, and we need that freedom. We have committed sins in thought, word, and deed against each other and against God. And we need that freedom. And God sends that freedom in Jesus Christ. He said that if you remain in my word, you are truly disciples of mine, then you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. You know, there was a movie that had Tom Cruise in it. And I think the title was A Few Good Men or something like that. And they had this commander on the stand. And Tom Cruise was grilling him, and he wanted to know the truth. And the general looked at him and says, you can't handle the truth. We can handle the truth. The truth is for us that Jesus Christ fought the battle. Jesus Christ won the battle. Jesus Christ has freed us to live in his light. He has freed us to live as his children here in the world that have been given so many blessings, so many gifts. He has freed us to know the truth. The truth of the scriptures is that Jesus was born for us, that Jesus suffered for us, that Jesus died for us, and Jesus rose again for us. And he rose again, and he's living in our lives to give us a solid foundation. We need a solid foundation. We need that foundation to be very strong for us, because we know that life itself doesn't hold all the roses, because there's the ugly stems, the pointing stems that prick us in the finger and prick our lives. We know that sickness happens. We know that heart disease happens and cancer, and we know that death ultimately happens, and in that we need a strong foundation. We were traveling in 1976, and we went out to Colorado, and they had a flood, the Big Thompson Canyon flood. It destroyed many homes, but Karen's uncle and aunt showed us something. Something that was awestruck, was amazing. They took us down to one part of the river, and they showed us a house that was still standing. The windows had been busted out by the flow of water, and you could see a line where the mud was in the basement. But that house stood still. Nothing moved it. That is what God gives to us each and every day of our lives, a strong foundation in Jesus Christ that does not move. He won't move. He is strong in holding us up, holding us in the midst of destruction, in the midst of trouble everywhere. He is there holding us up, a strong foundation. Sweet freedom. Freedom that enables each and every one of us to live as a new beginning. In Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul writes, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The renewing of our mind comes through the Holy Scriptures. Yes, God tells us that we have sinned. That we have sinned against Him and sinned against each other. But also in His Word, He has a word of strength and gospel and love. As He says, "It's from the, I will remove your sins from me. As far as the east is from the west, so far will I remove them." And in Jeremiah, He says, I will remember your sins no more. He doesn't remember our sins for the sake of Jesus. And He gives us a new beginning, a new life, that we are lived in the waters of holy baptism. You thought it was just a simple washing when the pastor went, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." But in that washing, He has claimed us as His own. In that washing, He has also told us that we are new people. That we are new people in Jesus. And that we will continue to live as new people. So this freedom that we have, this freedom that has been given to us, causes us to live in a new beginning. Causes us to live as those children of God who can reach out to others. It was an amazing event last night. Just an amazing event that we had here at Mount Moriah. You know, standing around waiting for the first car to come through, I was getting a little bit anxious. The time was past, and there was not a car that I could see. And all of a sudden, I see, it was just car after car after car that came down. And along the cars that were out in this parking lot and this parking lot, it was amazing. That's reaching out to others. You know, God gives us that strength. God gives us that purpose. He gives us that purpose to reach out to others and to help others, to lift up others, because we don't know what kind of problems people are having. And yet, He sends us. He sends us with a purpose to tell each other that we are loved children of God in Jesus Christ. And that's the message that we have. we can hold dear to this message. We can hold it into ourselves. But God wants us to share it. Because as a friend of mine says, in Iowa, we're not normal people. Normal people wouldn't come to church. Normal people wouldn't come indoors to church and have their faces covered and praise God. But we're not normal. We're not normal at all. Because we have been redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we have been given power and strength to do all things in Jesus. Because as Paul says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. In Jesus Christ's holy and gracious name, amen.